Welcome to Just Words, the stories of working people in our community. I met Tavon Nash, who's better known as Bill, when I visited Be Spirit, the youth center in Park Heights that Nargis Hyman runs out of our grandmother's basement. He's a youth mentor there, and he started there as an adolescent. But more than that, he's a good father, a trade school graduate, an example of how the youth in Park Heights can succeed if someone encourages them. But he also shows that we live in a society where even someone who works hard can have trouble holding it all together.
I'm thinking about trying to find something else because I don't have to work two jobs, but right now it's kind of hard.
During the week, Bill Nash is a medical assistant at a doctor's office. On the weekends, he serves on a wait staff at a nursing home.
I don't even have time to even get off of work to go get checked out, you know, go to the doctors, make doctor's appointments, my regular doctor's appointments. I mean, sometimes I go to work, I wake up in the morning, I have headaches, migraines, and I never even experienced that before. But I just get up and try to go in there. Hopefully I can find something else. This one job that'll, you know, just pay everything. I don't have to, you know, work, enjoy days off.
Bill makes an honest living now, working 7 days a week. But his work wasn't always legit. At one point, he sold drugs in the street.
I tried it, but I basically did it just to help out my family because my mother wasn't working. Somebody had to step up, you know, and take care of the house. I had to do something. I wasn't going to get put out in the street, so I started doing what I had to do, pay the bills. Then I had a baby on the way. That's what made me really give it up, try to go back to school, do a positive thing. And once I finished school and I found a job, I left it alone. And then my son was born. That really made me not want to, you know, me having a son and going back to school changed my whole life. I want to be here for my son. My father, he worked. He had his own catering business. And some days I might wouldn't even see him. It was hard, you know, not having a male in my... I had a male there, but he just wasn't as much as I wanted him to be there. I had my cousins and stuff, you know, their father. Went out with them, you know, played baseball with them, came to their games. Me, when I played baseball, basketball, football, stuff like that, I had to look in the stands. I ain't see nobody there. So it was kind of hard for me. So I wanted to be there for my son. I wanted to, you know, when he get older, I want to be there, you know, and give him the support that a father should. Not always working. And right now, I feel as though I'm not doing it. I'm just working too much, and I'm not there for him. But I try to be there as the best way I can. I'm trying to do that now. That's why I said I'm working on right now. Buying a car, whereas though after I get off of work, I can commute to get to him and, you know, give his mother a break, give his grandmother a break, and just let him come with me. They live out in Orange Mills, and I live in the city. So I can't really get out much as I want to get to him, you know, to sit there and do these things with him, teach him these things, potty train him. So I'm trying to teach him how to share. That's his most thing he don't really want to share because he's the only child, and he's home, so he have all this stuff to him, to himself. So when he get out in daycare, and he see another kid play with a toy, he want to go take it from him. And I'm trying to teach him that it's not the right way. I'm trying to get him to give it out and say share. So maybe if I had more time with him during the week, then we can work on that. So
Bill Nash is inspiring, a survivor. But his life makes me think about how we pay people who provide essential services, like medical assistance, and what it says about how we as a society value their lives. Just Words is a production of the Center for Emerging Media, produced by Jessica Phillips, through a grant from OSI Baltimore, investing in solutions to Baltimore's toughest problems with audacious thinking for lasting change. On the web at osi-baltimore.org. To hear more of these voices, visit us on the web at centerforemergingmedia.org or email us at justwords@wypr.org. I'm Mark Steiner. Thanks for listening to Just Words.